Hi, and welcome back. I'm Simi Lerner, and this is the Judaism From Within podcast, where we go through the perspective, the philosophy of Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, giving us an insight into the meaning, the reasons, the symbols of the commandments of the Torah, that guide for life, that way of extracting meaning from the world. And he takes us on a journey, appreciating the structures and the ideas. And today we are going to be going on a particular journey that I think has relevance to the universal call to mankind, and obviously a unique angle from a Jewish standpoint, but like so many aspects of the Torah, they speak to the universal as well as the particular. So let's begin. How best to express this in a way that gives rise to both these angles? And I think to really lay the groundwork. For Rav Hirsch, he expresses it in terms of a common direction and a foundation. So you have the top and the bottom. The top is the goal, the foundation is what you're sitting on. So let's build the metaphor out. The foundation is what we would call the kasuba, which is a marriage document. And the direction is the task. Now, what do I mean by this? And why do I think this is such a universal aspect? Because Rav Hirsch does develop the uniquely Jewish aspect of this, obviously. What fills this out is that you have the kasuba, but you also have two more steps. You have kedushin, which we will develop, and then you have nisuin, which is the next stage. Today, traditionally, it's all done at once, where you go onto the chuppah and you do kedushin and nisuin. But I want to really break them apart to appreciate what each stage is doing. But before we do that, let's really develop this sort of moral call for marriage, or a contemporary defense of marriage, an argument why you would want to get married. And if you did get married, what your mindset should be. And I think this idea of a foundation and a direction are perfect. I'll perhaps open it up in this way. When people open up a business, they often ask, what is the goal of the business? And that makes sense. And once you have a goal, or as Simon Sinek used to say, you have your why, you unify the company in the direction of that particular goal. That's excellent. But when you get married, people don't like doing that, because it makes the flow, the love, the connection, all things that are vital and important, makes them seem like technical, and it's not really the right time. We're getting married because we love each other. Right. But what will hold you together? What not only holds you together during the difficult times, but what will enrich and make vibrant the good times? Because if it's just the two of you in a relationship, well, that's quite flat. But if it's the two of you working towards a common narrative, a common goal, well, that makes both of you engaged in a mission that transcends the two of you. You're both a partnership. You're in a mission together. You are accomplishing a task. To put it in more Jewish language, you are together as individuals that make the smallest unit of the community. And once that community has its units, the community can become a nation, and a nation can be a meleches kohanim v'goy kodesh, a nation of priests. That is the goal of a Jew and his family and his community, in which case the only way that can be done is through marriage between a man and a woman, in which case the task can only be completed if the two of you are together, in which case that's the direction. And you can envision a person coming from a secular standpoint saying, well, what's the purpose of our marriage? What are we trying to achieve together? And that unifies them and enriches every aspect of their life, because it gives even the mundane a jolt or a shock of meaning that would otherwise be absent. But what about this foundation? And this is perhaps harder to articulate, but I think it's also present in a secular context. There's a legal aspect to marriage. But legal. People, once again, shrink away. We love each other. Yes, you do. And that is wonderful and important. But to truly be yourself, to truly have safety for authenticity and genuine connection and vulnerability, there has to be a framework that you're sitting on. A framework that, at the first sign of a winter, a stormy weather, the other one doesn't bolt away. That's why there's a legal aspect to marriage in the secular world. But within the Jewish context, we have a word for it. It's called the kasuba, the marriage document that is essential to be present if you two are going to be together. So much so that if you have one written out, which is what needs to be put in place for you two to get married, which delegates out each individual's responsibilities and rights within the marriage. Like, what are we expecting of each other? What is, as a man, my job is to provide a home and a framework for my wife to be able to develop. The language of Hirsch uses, your wife is the priestess of the house. She is there to take the house, take the home, develop it, cultivate it, nurture it into that bias of Yisrael, in which case, that's my responsibility. And her responsibility is to build this home. But obviously individuals can make arrangements, and I'm an electrician, but Rivka is a programmer, so we do balance things out in our teaching. But obviously individuals can make unique arrangements, but that doesn't take away from my responsibility. So much so that the husband and wife are not even allowed to be together if that framework and that foundation isn't present. Think about that. You have a document that you two are not able to live as husband and wife if that security, if that guarantee, that marriage document which has financial repercussions isn't present. Because otherwise, what is your marriage sitting on? And that's such an important idea, because with that foundation and that framework, genuine vulnerability and connection and development can take place, because you can truly both be yourself and grow. The Rav Hirsch develops this as a man truly becomes a man in the context of marriage. And that makes sense, because being on his own in a floaty sort of introspective way is lovely. When you're with someone else, you see other aspects of yourself that you otherwise wouldn't have appreciated. You are put in other situations that test you and refine you. That's the value comes about through the fact that you're sitting on something that when it gets difficult, you can't just bolt or walk away. Which is one of the arguments, I think, for marriage in today's day and age. When people look at us and say, well, we live together. Right. But what security do you have that if you were truly yourself and you let down those guards, you expressed your vulnerabilities, let's say, you expressed your fears in a true way to the other, and they were a little bit uncomfortable, well, maybe they would just leave. The idea of that framework allows genuine reciprocal openness to take place, which is where relationships genuinely develop. So we have that bedrock, that foundation that allows individuals to be themselves and have that security. And if that's not present, this has a ramification in Jewish law. You cannot be together. And once again, this idea of a kasuba has responsibilities that if a man and a wife get divorced, the man has to provide, has to pay out. It's not only he has to provide for his wife before they get married, but if they get divorced or the husband dies, she is taken care of. Meaning there is a responsibility baked into this that isn't easily brushed aside. And if it's not there, if that commitment isn't there, marriage cannot take place. So we have that base rock or bedrock, that foundation. We have the direction and that striving. And both of these together create the crucible, let's call it, create the environment where two individuals can truly develop, truly bond, and truly work together towards an ideal goal. So you have the high point and you have the foundation. I think that's a secular argument to get married. You're working towards something noble, both of you. You have a foundation at the bedrock of your relationship, which gives the security that one of you isn't going to bolt, that one of you isn't going to negate on their responsibilities. There's a foundation there. And there's a value to that foundation. In a secular context, it would be the legal side of things. And people don't like that. Why do we need that? And I think this is an argument why you would, and why it's important. So, we have the goal and we have the foundation. But now let's develop it in a uniquely Jewish way. You have these two extra sides. You have Kiddushin and Nisuin. And for Rav Hirsch, Kiddushin is that personal aspect. The switch in identity. Kiddushin means to separate. A wife is separated to the husband's home. The husband is to, once again, in an ideal sort of abstract way, he develops a home. He puts himself into a place where he is financially viable to be able to build a home. And then he invites the wife into that home, and then she makes use of that which he has built. So, that is Kiddushin, the switch in identity from individuals, desperate individuals, to a unified husband and wife. that first stage of the community, which is why the community has to bear witness to this. Once again, to what they call two edim, two witnesses have to bear witness to this, because if they don't, then the community hasn't recognized it, and in which case you haven't done anything. It's a very important idea that is often overlooked, that your identity isn't something you choose. It is something that is negotiated. Your identity is negotiated with that which is beyond you. You two might choose to be part of a community, but if the community hasn't validated that, well, then it's just in your head. It has to be negotiated. It has to be reciprocal. That is Kiddushin. Nisuin is the next stage. Nisuin is the stepping into mission, the stepping into the actual home together, symbolically with a canopy, or in different traditions, they sometimes would both stand under the same talis. They would drink from the same cup. This idea of that unified, we are on the mission together, is the stage of Nisuin. So we have the first stage, which is Kiddushin. The second stage, which is Nisuin, that stepping into that shared mission. Not only falling in love, but that foundation of family, of a unit within the community. So you have the identity shift with Kiddushin, separation, that sanctified to the other. And then you have Nisuin, which is the stepping into the chuppah, stepping into that symbolic home, which you are building together. And the home is that unit of the community, testified by the community, witnessed by the community, and validated by the community. And together, you strive towards that higher point of that ideal goal, but with the knowledge of that bedrock foundation, which we call the kasuba. So if we put it into secular language, we would say a husband and wife get together. They're married because they're trying to build something in their community. There is a legal side of it, to have that foundation to sit on. And without that foundation and without that goal, it's just two individuals living together in a relationship, and that only has so far it can go. But true meaning and joy come through the direction that the marriage will take you, the stages of the marriage, and the pursuit of the goal of the marriage. So, as always, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and have a great week.